Ketavach, everybody. So I'll tell you, Maisa. You know, everyone knows that one of the greatest tzaddikim, one of the greatest rebbes of all, was the Rebbe Melech of Lizhensk, Rebbe Melech of Lizhensk. And one doesn't have to search too far and wide in the Svarim HaKadoshim to find descriptions of how great and how awesome and how exalted the Rebbe Melech was. But there's one particular story that captures maybe how tzaddikim perceived his greatness. The Maase is like this: the Baal Tanya, the great Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, the Baal Tanya. So the Baal Tanya, we know, was very much attacked by misnagdim, by people that were opposed to the way of Chassidus, but in an aggressive way. And the Baal Tanya was in prison because of that. And there's a number of stories that happen, that we have from the Baal Tanya and his interactions with different misnagdim, different people that were opposed to the way of the Baal Shem Tov. And so the Maase goes like this. One time the Baal Tanya found himself in the home of a misnagid, the home of someone that was opposed to the way of Chassidus. But again, not just someone that wasn't a chassid, someone that was extremely anti and did not appreciate, to say the least, the greatness of the tzaddikim. So the Baal Tanya finds himself in this Jew's home, and the Jew is standing by a desk, by his table, and he turns to Baal Tanya and says, "No, you see what's underneath my table?" So Baal Tanya looks down, and the table, you know, it was like a sort of a shaky table, wasn't 100% even. So underneath one of the legs, to stabilize the table, this yid put the sefer Naim LeMelech, the sefer from the Rebbe Melech. He put it underneath the table to even the legs of the table. It's terribly disrespectful. So the Misnagid says to the Baal Tanya, what do you think about that? What do you think about, you know, he's just trying to get the Baal Tanya upset. So the Baal Tanya turned to me and said, "Do you know how great the Rebbe Melech was?" And the Misnagid is hearing, okay, he's going to tell me now Chassidish stories. Baal Tanya said, "Do you know how great the tzaddik, the Rebbe Melech, was?" He said, "He's so great that if even he himself was under your table trying to keep it even, he'd be mamish happy with that." That's how great he was, is that he was happy even to just simply be something to even out a table for another Jew. That's how great the Rebbe Melech was. You know, Chazal say, Bar Hashem, Malkim Shatam Maitze Gedulasai, the place that you find Hashem's greatness, that's exactly the same place that you'll find his humility. By Yidden, by us, by Torah, by holiness, the measure of greatness is how humble someone is. That's what it means to be great. With all the stories about the Rebbe Melech, with all the greatness of the Rebbe Melech, the Baal Tanya could have quoted all of them. The one thing Rebbe Melech said is that you know how great he is, that he holds himself to mamash be nothing. That's the point of greatness by Yidden. No, Hashem should bless us, Taka. We should be great. We should be big people and big neshamas and people that are extremely humble because of that. And with that, there's no question about it that we'll be zaycha to all the brachas that come from humility. That's the gateway to all shefa, bracha v'hatzlacha. We should be zaycha to experience that. Be'naim niglam in a revealed way. Be'yizkol, said, Barachim, and meher v'imenu, amen.